Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tightening an Amen variation in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, with minimal CPU load. If you make drum and bass, you already know this truth. A great break variation can lift a whole drop. It can make the tune feel like it's moving, answering the bass, and breathing with the arrangement, without you needing to rebuild everything from scratch. So the goal here is simple. We're going to take one Amen loop, turn it into a stronger variation, keep the groove intact, and use only lightweight stock tools so your session stays clean and fast. First, choose one Amen source that already feels close to the vibe you want. If it's a full loop, get it warp corrected to your project tempo first. If it's a sliced break, beats mode is often the easiest and lightest option. Around 170 to 174 BPM, that usually keeps the break feeling lively without overprocessing it. Now here's the first big workflow move. Commit to audio. Set the section you want, then consolidate it. That gives you one clean audio region to work with instead of a messy full recording. This is one of those boring-seeming steps that saves a ton of time later. Less clutter, less confusion, less CPU waste. And in drum and bass, that matters. Your break is not meant to be a giant sound design project. It needs to be a controlled, reusable groove that supports the bass and the arrangement. Next, duplicate that consolidated clip. Keep one version as your main reference and use the duplicate as your variation lane. This is where the ear starts to hear a difference, but you do not want to tear the whole pattern apart. Think in phrases, not just bars. A really solid approach is to keep the first two bars nearly the same, then make the change in bars 3 and 4. That way, the listener feels the evolution without losing the pocket. Maybe you remove a kick, add a tiny snare drag, or shift a ghost note into a slightly different place. Small changes can hit hard in DNB because the groove does the heavy lifting. If you're editing the break by hand, zoom in and slice at transient points. Don't over-edit every hit. The more of the original pocket you preserve, the more the variation still feels like the same tune. Now, if your Amen is already chopped and you want performance control, you can load it into a drum rack. But for minimal CPU, don't overbuild it. A simple audio track is usually the fastest route to a finished result. Use a drum rack only if you genuinely need live trigger flexibility. If you do use one, keep it stripped down. One pad for the kick, one for the snare, one for ghost texture, maybe one for a reverse slice or fill hit. That's it. No need to stack a bunch of extra devices unless the arrangement really calls for it. Now let's tighten the groove. Open the clip and listen for any hits that feel lazy, late, or too sharp against the bass line. Use warp markers sparingly. In drum and bass, you do not want to flatten the human feel into dead grid perfection. We're not making it robotic. We're making it intentional. Nudge only the problem spots. Maybe the main snare sits a touch ahead for urgency. Maybe a ghost note sits slightly behind the beat for swing. Maybe the kick right before the drop point needs to lock tighter so the sub can land cleanly. If the break already has good feel, try using the groove pool instead of heavy warping. A little swing can go a long way. Something subtle in the mid-50s% range can work beautifully for rollers. Jungle can handle a little more looseness. Euro-style drums often want things a bit more disciplined. And if one hit is too loud, use clip gain first. That's a cheap and effective fix. It's often better than reaching for compression right away. One overcooked snare can make the whole variation feel clumsy, so control it at the source if you can. Now let's shape the tone with a light stock chain. Start with EQ8. You are not trying to overmix the break. Just clear space and keep it punchy. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can remove useless rumble if needed. If the break feels cloudy, try a small cut in the low mids, somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare gets harsh, a narrow cut in the upper mids can help. And if you want a little more snap, a subtle high shelf can do it, but keep it restrained. After that, add a light compressor only if the break is spiking too much. Low ratio, moderate attack, moderate release. You want control, not flattening. In DNB, too much compression can shrink the groove and make the drop feel smaller. If you want more punch with low CPU cost, try drum bus instead. A little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and you can get a much dirtier, more aggressive break without loading up a heavy chain. That's a very classic move for darker drum and bass. Now we make it move. This is where a couple of well-chosen stock effects can turn a static loop into a real variation. Keep it lean. One or two effects, used intentionally, is usually enough. Auto filter is a great choice. Put it on the break and automate the cutoff, over the end of a phrase. Start low, Then open it up into the next section. A move from around 200 HE up to somewhere in the 12 to 16 KHE range over the last half bar can create a really clean sense of tension and release. You don't need giant automation everywhere. Just one smart sweep can make the phrase feel alive. Saturator is another good one. A little drive can add grit and focus. Use it modestly if you want the break to feel a bit more forward, or push it more if you want a crushed, heavier vibe. If you like the tone, you can even print it later and keep moving. Echo can also be useful, but only on the moments that matter. Think short fills, final hits, or a tiny tail on a snare before the phrase turns over. Keep feedback low, and don't leave it on the whole time unless the arrangement really wants that effect. Here's the mindset. One tonal change, one rhythmic change. That's a strong rule. Don't change kick, snare, hats, ambience, and effects all at once. You want the variation to read clearly, not get buried in its own complexity. Now let's design a fill that actually talks to the bassline. This is where the best Amen variations in drum and bass start feeling musical instead of just busy. Look at your bass pattern. If the bass is phrasing in two bar answers, your drum variation should answer on the same grid. Bar 2, bar 4, bar 8. That's where the energy should land. For the fill, keep it short. Duplicate a snare or ghost hit. Shorten it for a quick drag, or reverse a slice and tuck it just before the downbeat. You can also remove one hit right before the drop point to create a tiny vacuum. Then let the next snare land harder. That little moment of space can be huge, and keep the fill compact. In darker DNB, a fill should feel like tension building, not a drum solo. One beat, half a beat, maybe just a pickup. That's often enough. Now balance the drums against the bass. Group your drum tracks and check mono compatibility if the break has width. Keep the core kick and snare centered. If the break feels too wide or washed out, narrow it a little with utility. Around 80 to 100% width is often enough to keep it disciplined while still sounding alive. On the bass side, make sure the sub stays centered and clean. If the amen and the bass are fighting in the same area, decide who owns the low mid energy in that phrase. You do not want the kick, snare, and sub all stomping in the same space unless that's a very deliberate effect. Light sidechain can help, but don't overpump unless the style calls for it. In most DNB drops, the drums and sub should feel like separate pillars. Strong, clear, and not stepping on each other. Now automate only the important moments. This is where minimal CPU really pays off. A clean amen variation gets its energy from a few smart moves rather than constant movement. So automate the final bar, maybe a filter sweep, maybe a tiny reverb throw on one snare, maybe a little extra drive on a fill hit. A really solid structure is dry and punchy for most of the phrase, then a filter move or effect throw and final half bar, then one accented fill right on the boundary. That's enough to create a real sense of lift. And once it works, consolidate it again. This step is easy to skip, but it's huge for workflow. Consolidating locks in your edits, reduces clutter and makes the variation easy to reuse later. Name your clips clearly too. Main, variation, fill, dark roll. Keep it simple. When you come back to the project later, you'll thank yourself. If you're building multiple drop sections, make yourself a small variation bank. 2 to 4 consolidated amen versions is usually enough to move fast without rebuilding the same idea again and again. Here's a useful teacher note before we wrap. Freeze your decision, not your options. Once the groove feels right, stop endlessly tweaking tiny timing details. Commit. That gives you more energy for the actual track. And one more pro move. Check the break at low volume. If the variation still feels clear when the speakers are quiet, the rhythm is strong. If it only works when it's loud, it may be relying too much on hype and not enough on groove. So let's recap. To tighten an amen variation in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load, start with one clean break, consolidate early, and edit the rhythm before you reach for heavy processing. Keep the core groove intact, make a few intentional changes. Use EQ, drum bus, saturator, and auto filter sparingly, and let the fill answer the bass line instead of fighting it. The big takeaway is this. A strong drum and bass break variation does not need a massive chain. It needs smart timing, a little contrast, and a clear role in the arrangement. If you can turn one amen loop into two or three distinct drop moments without draining your CPU, you're already working like a serious producer. Now your challenge is to build two versions of the same amen. One foundation version that stays close to the original and one lift version with a small fill, one removed hit, and one automation move. Keep it lean. Keep it musical and see which one gives the bass the most room. That's the game. Tight groove, smart edits, low CPU, big energy.